Moody Radio, WCRF, Brian and Janelle here, joining us live in studio, our good friends and regular contributors. They're executive directors of Urban Vision in Akron, ministering to kids. Rodney and Jody Matthews, welcome back.
Well, it's always good to be here with you guys.
Wow, Janelle, you're not going to clap?
I was going to say, this sounds like a wound-up morning here. So,
But so you guys, wow. Okay, give us the snapshot of what it was like to run a ministry outreaching to kids in your community in Akron during a pandemic. Stress-free,
wow,
right?
Snapshot.
Interesting.
That's just every day, you know, really just seeking the Lord for what is it that we're supposed to be doing today? What, you know, what's the guidance? What's the best thing for, you know, developing kids while being safe and trying to take what the road that God wanted us to have and not just the extreme left, extreme right, whatever you want to look at.
Like, yeah.
Just trying to focus on what God has.
Being very flexible our planning, because obviously one minute you're doing one thing and the next minute you're doing another. So just trying to keep that in your heart and your attitude as well.
Managing was very difficult just because it was constantly changing.
Constantly changing.
Constantly changing.
And see, add to that, you all have been gracious enough to share with us some of your personal struggles in the last couple of years. But many of us could go, that sounds like my life at work. But you had so many tragedies you've dealt with. Can you remind us of the layers now of that you've dealt with? Because this is going to take us to a place where we can learn from what the Lord's doing in your life.
Well, we've been through a lot. Like most people, everybody goes through these things.
But
you know?
You've got an extra measure of things.
Yeah, things have been a little stressful since my mom passed now almost 3 years ago. It seems like a long time, but a very short time. But my brother's been also very sick in hospice, and my dad also is now struggling with mild dementia. And so that has just taken a whole new twist and turn to our love and care and just honoring him in the midst of that. And then also doing family and ministry and trying to keep, you know, your love for God and others intact.
Yeah.
And so that's just been a challenge for me. It has taken me to some dark places, but I have found that God shows up even in the midst of those dark places.
Yeah, he has given us a great light in that we became grandparents a year ago.
Hey!
It's so true. Shout out to our little guy. So.
Shout out to Owen.
That's right.
Was that one of the ways you found joy in the midst of so much struggle?
Absolutely.
Was seeing the little baby?
Absolutely. I call him my little sunshine because I could have so much going on in my life, and I just see this little guy, and he just, you know, he loves Rodney too. I mean, he loves me too, but he really loves Rodney. He just gets so excited. It just makes your whole day.
Yeah. You're in ministry, and you got a lot going on, and all the losses you've experienced. I know, like, your grandchild is one way to bring joy in this season. Mm-hmm. What are ways that you have been intentional to self-care? Because whether or not you're a leader, people are leaders in their home. You got moms listening now.
I'm going to be honest with you, Janelle. It's been real rough for me. I've probably not been able to do that as much as I would like to. But I've come to a point now where I feel like I need to do that more than ever. When cares come up and situations arise, it seems like you yourself gets put way on the back burner or our marriage.
Yeah.
And so it's like we have had to take some time to reprioritize those things. I'm not quite there yet. I'm still in the midst of the struggle greatly. But I do recognize the need that if my oxygen is not filled up, if I'm not putting my oxygen on first, I'm not going to be able to breathe into anybody else.
Yes. But you mentioned off air the key component, one of the key components in terms of your self-care, and it's your husband's encouragement.
Absolutely. Through this time, Rodney.
Brownie points.
Yes, this is true. And I'm not just saying this because we're on the air, but he definitely has been a rock in our relationship for me, where he's been able to help me with my family, with financial situations, caring for things in ways that I could never have done. That's his gifting anyways, but he has just come alongside and loved me that way and supported me. I just thank God for
Rodney. The protector side of me comes out too, where I want to protect Jody sometimes from herself when it comes to caring so much that she will put herself so far behind that she's not taking care of herself. And so there's times where, you know, I have to gently encourage her to those things.
So what do you do when you if you have reached the point where you say, Rodney, I have nothing left today, nothing. I mean, have you reached those points?
Oh, absolutely.
So what do you
pretty
do
much
then?
Every because day of my life last
because you know it's like it's
months.
Like 1 p.m. and you go, it's 1 p.m. Rodney, hi, I have nothing left.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
Those are when usually my tears come. Sometimes, you know, I have to let, and I really cry out to the Lord. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I'm driving over to my dad's, tears are just coming. It's my quiet time in the car by myself. I'm sure the guy next to me is probably thinking, what is going on with this woman?
It's a sad song.
but I'm just like, that's sad song, that's right. But I just pour, there's just times I just have to pour my heart, my emotion out and get it out.
So you just let it out.
I have to at times because it just builds up and I need that moment where God, come and rescue me. And when I have prayed those prayers, I have seen neat ways that God has just, you know, just showed up for me.
What's your encouragement for somebody like, I don't know, Janelle, who says, I don't cry?
But, no.
You know, I mean, and I'm giving her a hard time, but I do this too, where you just, I got to be strong. I'm leading a ministry. I'm leading my family. I got to be strong.
And you can't lose it. You got people around you. Right.
Right. Now, I agree. I'm not one to like lose it necessarily in front of a lot of people often. Now, I have done that a couple times this past year because of where I've been. But that's right. It's like feeling that you have to be strong. You have to, and then you've got people that you're mentoring and pouring into. But I have learned this a long time ago that for me, just to be vulnerable and to share where I'm really at, even if I am mentoring those who are even much younger than I am, they're seeing that weakness. It feels very vulnerable to me. But I've seen that they're responding to that. And
what is the Lord teaching you in that?
That in my vulnerableness? Or?
Right. You're in a position where you're forced, where the people that you usually serve and are strong for are having to pour into you because you're so vulnerable. And usually we don't volunteer that. The Lord puts us in those positions.
He puts us out there.
So what are you learning in that?
I am learning that there is nothing in me other than my dependence upon a faithful God who's been there for me. When I say I've cried out to the Lord, I have truly cried, and I have seen him meet me in little ways that I probably would only know that he met me.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, just overflooded my soul knowing, God, you heard me. You answered my prayer. I mean, even the other day, I mean, you brought up my grandson. Like, I was praying because I hadn't been so busy doing so much for so many. The whole week I haven't been able to see our little grandson. And my heart was breaking over this. I know that sounds crazy, but grandma's out there will understand that. But so I was praying, God, I just feel so bad. I'm not there with him. I want to be there more. And we're doing this yard sale for my dad, trying to sell some of his stuff. And sure enough, early in the morning, across the street, there comes my son, daughter-in-law, and my little grandson, Owen. Aww. And he saw me across the street. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He got so happy. And I'll tell you, I started thanking the Lord in that moment. I know it sounds silly for a lot, but it was like God heard I cried out to the Lord that morning for that very thing. And here God had my little grandson. I didn't know they were coming. And it just filled my cup.
Yeah.
And I said, there is a God who hears and sees me and knows and understands. So.
Just one thing to think too about as you guys were talking a little bit about the tears and being a weakness. And I just want to refute that, I guess.
Yeah, please.
Right off the bat. Like, because I think that's one of the lies of the enemy is that tears are somehow a sense of weakness.
Yeah.
To me, it's a sense of strength. When you can be emotional, when you can show that you have – what does it show? When I see Jody cry, I don't think, oh, wow, she's weak.
Yeah.
No, I think, God, she loves so much. She cares so much. When I see staff workers who are crying at times, it's, you know, they're caring about what they do. And so don't let the enemy tell you that that's a weakness. I think that's a really big thing. Maybe it's because I'm an emotional guy myself. You know, if we're watching a movie, I'm more likely the one to be crying than Jody.
That's true.
But,
he has that
but
rep.
You know, it's and I don't care. I have emotions. I put my emotions into the movies.
Toy Story
thinking,
3.
Okay.
But it is so emotional.
Yeah. Well, I put my kid into there and I think like, oh, wow. It's like I put myself in those situations. But anyway. It's just, just being able to be real is important. And don't feel like you have to. I remember as a kid, I'd be watching movies and I'd be choking in my throat would be all sore because I was trying not to cry.
Yeah.
And it's just like I just learned early on. I just got to let it go. Let it flow.
It's good. I remember once years ago, my wife was out of town with the rest of the kids, but it was my son and me.
Mm-hmm.
And we made the mistake of renting Mars Needs Moms. And we were both kind of like... because it was a story about how the moms were gone.
Oh.
What are we going to do? Oh, the moms are gone. Brian and Janelle here with our friends Rodney and Jody Matthews. They faithfully serve children in need and children who are not in need but just want a community and learning about the scriptures. And the challenge that they've experienced is the one we all have, is trying to get through a pandemic in the midst of that. Add to it, you've been through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
I mean, from the passing of your mother a number of years ago to you have a number of immediate family members with some severe health issues. The burden on your souls has been pretty great. And it sounds to me like the key to your success has been looking at the little joys and gifts the Lord's giving you in the midst of adversity. I mean, am I seeing this clearly? It's not the big things. You know, so often we want the big things.
Yeah.
We want the Lord to come down and have someone go, urban vision.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a man with $1 million buy it from you so you can retire tomorrow. You know, no.
I don't want that anyway, but go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like some dramatic move. The Lord gave you your grandson for a few minutes.
Yes.
Is that enough?
It was, because God knows what to do to encourage our hearts and what we need in that moment.
Yes.
To get us to the next moment. I always think about, like, you know, how do we survive these, you know, issues and our tensions in our life? It's one resurrected moment at a time. One moment at a time that God gives us to fill our cup.
But I want God just to do something big, Jody. You know, people say that. I want something big.
But I love seeing God do the small, because it's like... It's like I feel it's personal.
Yes.
When it's something small that maybe not the whole world will know, but you know God heard you, it just is. There's something personal and intimate about that relationship that says God saw that. Like, for example, I can remember praying when we were younger and Rodney was getting ready to jump off his full-time job to go into ministry. I was starting to start. We were, you know, no insurance, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And we were thinking, and I had this weird thought, how am I going to buy boots for my kids? I know that sounds like a weird thought. Yeah. And I kept thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? Would you not know that morning that I was thinking about that? It was that week sometime, I got out and went outside and there was some boots sitting on my porch.
Stop.
No. I even put this in the book that I wrote. It just blew me away. It was like God saying, Jody, don't worry about this.
Yeah.
I can handle boots and so much more.
He's like, I made the universe. Here's some boots.
Exactly. But then when that little detail was just enough to like really encourage me. It was like God saw me and heard my prayer.
And it communicates the feelings in John chapter 16 where Jesus says, the world will have problems, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Or when he says, I will be with you in tribulation. Because I've had similar experiences.
Yes, yes.
And even if, like, when my dad was sick, I told you about, you know, me being pregnant with my first daughter. During that time, he didn't heal my dad.
Mm.
But him communicating, I'm there.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Yes.
Was strong for me. And it holds me even to this day when I have other dark moments.
Exactly.
What is your ministry now in the midst of the darkness, because I know you're still going through personal things. How is it changing you now while you still serve? You're not outside the tunnel yet. How is the Lord using this right now?
I think, well, I hope and pray that as people watch Rodney and I work together, and both in when we're successful and not successful, that they are encouraged that God is in this, in the good and the bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't promise that everything, like you said, is going to work out like all the way that we want it to. But I have learned to come to know that God is real and he is there and he loves me and I'm seen, that we're seen, and that if we could be obedient to the truth of God's words, he shows up in ways that we just can't even begin to expect.
And I think, too, it's strengthened our marriage so much. I think the last year has really strengthened our marriage so much.
Absolutely.
More than prior, going through the valley together, relying on each other and to be there for each other. I think it's actually done a lot for a marriage.
it can draw you closer to one another when you're in the midst of adversity if you turn towards each other.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, it could do the opposite as well.
Right. It could. But I think if you're following Christ and you see that he calls us to draw towards each other, you can find those successes in the Lord's name. And, you know, if you've thought to yourself as you've heard them talk, like, wow, I want that. I want a faith like that. Text the word Jesus to 440-546-2255. Text the word Jesus to 440-546-2255. We'll send you back a link that explains what it means to follow him, and it's way easier than you thought. Trust me. How can we get folks connected, Rodney and Jody Matthews, to Urban Vision?
Yeah, well, right now is a great time to do that. Go to urbanvisionministry.org. And right now we're also having a fundraiser. Our staff from many different cultures are creating a lot of food that you can go onto our website and you can order some of that food. We're already out of our Latino foods, so all of our
because it's so good.
Yeah.
And I took it.
Well, Miss Delia makes some good stuff, but she sold out the tinga and the tinga is still available. Actually, the pork tacos are gone, but there's lots of different things from our Nepali cultures, Karen cultures, the Latino culture, and African-American culture. And so, yeah, lots of different things there. You can get some ribs. Those are very popular.
Oof.
So lots of things.
Sounds good to me. So what's the website again?
UrbanVisionMinistry.org.
UrbanVisionMinistry.org. Thanks again to Rodney and Jody Matthews for sharing your hearts with us today.
Thank you. I love being here.